Welcome back to the Taproom Exclusive. This is week two of our Railroad Brewing Company exclusive feature. We are now talking the Red Caboose. It is a nice red amber from you guys. Tell the people a little bit about this, about the Red Caboose.
Hey, well, you know, Red Caboose is our flagship ale. And we've been creating this for a while now. And it's really something that took us over, 4 years ago. We did a Make-A-Wish event. And if you guys don't know about making beer, you can't sell beer and give away beer. You have to put it to a proceed, or you have to really take care of all the dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
The legalities.
Yeah, and yeah, make sure you're on private property. So we went up to, we got a call one day, actually, this is how it started. We got a call one day, and it was right after we did a fundraiser for a golf outing. And next thing you know, they asked if we would, you know, partake. And we're like, who are you with? They said, Make-A-Wish. That's a little bigger than we're used to dealing
yeah,
with.
Yeah, okay.
And our friends were also part of that proceeds going forward to making a wish. So, wow, we got a great lead. And we weren't really sure if we were going to open a brewery at the time. We didn't know. We just knew that we liked helping people. We like putting beer to a good cause, and we sucked at golf. So basically what happened was this Make-A-Wish ended up being at the University of Michigan.
Okay.
And it was during part of one of their tailgates.
Ah.
But at a private house, and all proceeds went to make a little wish come true. And we brewed a lot of beer. Jerome brewed all day, all night, as much as he could. Now, this is well before our heyday here of having our system. So, you know, he really busted his tail. And then we went up and helped raise money. And Red Caboose was by far the number one favorite beer. People couldn't stop talking about it. They loved the color. They loved that it wasn't over the top. They loved that, you know, it wasn't too hoppy. But it had a backbone. It was 34 IBUs.
Oh, nice.
But it's 5%. So, you know, it wasn't a tailgate beer, but it was a great fundraiser beer.
Absolutely.
So Red Caboose ended up being the flagship that launched this company. We came back, and our investor called and said, it's time to go.
All right.
That's
awesome.
Strap your belt on and get to work, boys. And rest is history.
Well, I love that. I'm a huge fan of ambers. I love that style. I love malt. I love that profile. That is one of my favorite. It probably goes back. First craft beer I ever drank was an Elliott Ness.
Oh.
And so I think it all kind of goes back to there. Is I love an IPA. Don't get me wrong. But kind of something about that those reds and the ambers that are kind of home to me.
Yeah.
And I love that you guys are focusing on something that isn't necessarily an IPA. To show, hey, there's other beers out there.
Correct. We want to make drinkable beers. We want to make everyone come in for a reason. We can't, like we said, we can never calculate what your palate may like. However, there are stats out there. It's the reason why Topps is in business. They make baseball cards, right?
Right, absolutely.
So in our business, Tom Wagner is the numbers guy. I'm the telling stories guy. Jerome's the making beer guy. And Tom Culler, he connects all of it with a little bit of everything, but he's never seen guy. So,
he's always seen.
Yes, but he's folklore. And it's kind of fun to market that.
Yeah.
So he's going to hate that I'm saying this. But, you know, you can't get enough of Tom Culler because you never see him.
Yeah.
No, when it comes back to the ideas of what this beer does for our brewery, is more based, once again, on Lorain County.
Mm-hmm.
Drinkable, red, amber, non-IPA. We're not anti-IPA. All of us love IPAs.
Yeah.
My brother owns a hops farm.
Yeah.
Believe me.
You love your hops.
I love my hops. And I enjoy throwing some on the top of any beer I ever do.
Absolutely.
But the idea is let's really focus on what we're good at, introduce people, and have a story to the backbone that comes with that malt.
Right.
All right?
Right. And plus, as good as IPAs are, sort of, you know, around here in Lorain County, not everybody's really looking for one.
That's correct. Always.
And
correct.
So, you know, there's a lot of people who just want a beer. They don't get the hop. They don't, you know, they're not enthusiasts of craft as far as that side of things. They don't need it to be 150 IBUs.
That's correct.
To enjoy something. They just want to come in and get a beer and have a good time with their friends and family. And I think this Red Caboose is a great, great beer to do that with.
I agree with you 100%. And that's kind of what we're gearing our business structure to. We're not limiting ourselves.
Right.
What we're doing is saying we're going to take care of our neighborhood.
Right.
And everything that we've seen in the past is, hey, take care of your neighborhood first and the good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew up here. All right. We get it. You know, the economy's coming back to our side of town.
Absolutely.
And if we can help one beer at a time, hey, let's start with some good drinkable ones.
Yeah.
And listen, if we go out there and experiment with some fun ones, we're okay to
right.
the comments, you know?
Right.
It's more about having fun with beer. And people, listen, it is business, yes. But having fun with beer is more contagious than knocking everyone down about, you don't have this, you can't do
right.
that, this tastes like that. How about this? Bring everyone in the door.
Yep.
Worst case scenario, we share a beer and mm-hmm. a conversation.
Yeah, there you go. And I love, you know, the growth of this area. Just, you know, I went to college in Orlando, that I spent a few years living in California. When I left here in 2007, Avon was nowhere near what this is right now. And I come back 3-4 years ago, and it's this big booming place. We have breweries here now. This is amazing. And I love that craft breweries are helping bring the economy back. It's places like Railroad that are really helping stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
And I love that you guys, it is a railroad theme in here, but it's beyond just that. It's Lorain County in general. Is that right?
That's correct. Correct. Listen, there's other people in this area, Avon Brewing Company, Bascule. Sibling is in Cuyahoga County, but they're 5 minutes away.
Right.
We're really just looking out for each other. It's a very communal society. We all make different types of beer. We're just happy that, you know, we can put our stamp down here in our home area, home county. Listen, if you're from Lorain County, I grew up in Grafton,
mm-hmm.
right? What are we known for? Prisons.
Prisons, yep.
Yep. So I escaped the prison, and we're just really trying to bring everyone together. And yes, Avon has grown immensely. When I went to Midview and we played Avon, it was two country schools playing each
right.
other. But now you have Cabela's, you have Menards coming,
yeah.
you have Bendix coming, and then you have all the box units, you have everything coming here. But at the same time, they're not necessarily all shopping. It's business. You got Cleveland Clinic, you got Sure Tech, which is duct tape. You know, so there's some stability here, and there's still a sense of community. It's just evolving, and we're proud to be part of that. And we want the city and everyone else to know, because we communicated so well with the city. City was awesome. I mean, people were saying, you know, it's hard to build a business here. It's hard to do. No, it was not. If you don't have anything to hide, you can.
Right. That's it, you. If you're willing to do the work, it's not hard at all.
Oh gosh.
It's just, you just got, it's a commitment. It's not hard work. It's just commitment.
Correct. And we go in and talk to them, and our city leaders will come down here and have a beer. And, you know, during election time, we'll turn the TV on. And that's awesome. You know, that's what it's about. It doesn't always have to be a big picture. Like, we got to have these $5,000 nights selling a billion beers with this big lead band. No, it's more about, like, come on in, get to know everyone, see your neighbor again, because, you know, we've all been lost in the iPhone and you know, MacBook and you know, social media age. If we can turn it back just a notch, you know, yes, do we utilize it? Yes, we utilize it to sell beer.
Mm-hmm.
Beer brings people together.
It does.
And, you know, that's what
we're
proud
of. In a way that social media never will.
Correct.
And it's just, you know, social media, as great as it is and how it does bring everybody, it does tear us apart at the same time. And you don't see that really with beer.
Correct.
You don't see the ugly side of it. There is no ugly side of it, really.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to help each other.
Yeah. So it's a collaborative that, you know, we're competitive. Don't get us wrong. We're all competitive. But I tell you what, when someone that you talk to and you know their name on the first name basis makes a good beer and they win something, or it could be the smallest thing. It could be a town hall.
Right.
You just send them a little quick tweet or you say, hey, congrats, neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever happened to borrowing a cup of sugar.
Right. You know, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And with Red Caboose, you know, we got this nice malty, rich, amber. Tell the people more about some of the flavors that you get in that. And
well, with the rich maltiness, you're going to have the backbone, the malt. Listen, I'm not the technical guy for our team. Jerome is a number cruncher. I get to go out and fortunately, represent the company in 9 different ways that I don't even know. but we can say that with the backbone, the color and clarity, we're very proud of it. We're not just whipping together a beer. I'm not going to be false about it. I don't have any idea what malts we do.
Yeah.
Jerome could tell you. But
right.
You know, he's working
now. That's his job, though. Yeah. He's supposed to know those things. Absolutely.
And we're not selling me short of it because what I want to do is say, hey, listen, come on in and give it a try.
Yeah.
You don't need to know all facts. If the beer's good, it's good.
Yeah.
If it's not, we'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out. And that's actually been a lot of the first year growth. And the Red Caboose is, you know, it really has grown from day one to day 374 now.
Yeah.
Not keeping stats.
Yeah.
But we're really proud because we evolved and we made it clearer. We made it more amber. We learned from our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to go to a, you know, distribution and have a product that you can't be proud of or recreate every time.
Right.
And that's why Jerome's so talented. He has the numbers. He has all the ideas and he knows how to do that. And you know, we're here to help.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys started the tap room itself opened just a little over a year ago. Is that right?
That's correct.
And then you guys just celebrated your anniversary, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That was a big deal. How was the anniversary party?
Wow, we bust a lot of tables, and we can't thank enough people. Really, really, really proud of our community. In years to come, maybe that can become an event that really brings more people together, and maybe we put it to something. We don't know. We can't promise anything, but we have big dreams.
Yeah.
And having anniversaries and seeing the potential really, really, really is just fun to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, we deal with regular numbers every day. We deal with stats and sales. But sometimes when you're sitting here and it's just packed,
right,
you get to daydream for a second.
A little bit, yeah.
You think you're Great Lakes.
Yeah.
You think you're Platform. You think you're Fatheads. You think you're Rheingeist. For just even just a minute, it feels really
it's
good.
It's a nice, like,
and,
yeah.
And it's nothing but a compliment to them because, you know, there's so many great breweries in this area. This state
Ohio is really just knocking it out of the park.
We're blessed. And, you know, so many people helped us. And you know, that's just a compliment to them for lending us their knowledge. And, you know, if I forget who we talk to, I'm sorry, that's just my ADHD.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate everyone who ever spoke to us and gave us a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of idea. It really wasn't forgotten. It's just paying it forward now.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to get out about the Red Caboose?
Well, we're really proud that we made it into an Imperial. So 8.5% served in a snifter and smooth and sweet.
I just tried it. That is a perfect descriptor for that. Mm-hmm. Had you not told me it was 8.3 before, I would not have known it just from sipping it.
Yeah. We want to make sure we serve you responsibly, but
right. Absolutely.
I call that the sleeper. That one we don't allow anyone to, you know, have too much fun with, because these Imperials, you know, they hit you hard.
They do. They can really just, I was going out for things to try for St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
And I got to a barrel-aged stout, and that was the end of my day because I was like, if I have one more beer at this point, I'm just done.
Yep.
So but that one's nice because you don't really feel it, so you know, okay, this is just be my first one.
Yep.
And then
our goal is to always monitor, but at the same time, that it's a smooth beer. It doesn't hit you with the alcohol taste right off the bat. You know, it's not overpowering. I think it's just a very clear stat to what Jerome does. He is so good with the numbers that he nailed it on his first try. Now, the growth from that going forward is nothing but confidence from us and right. and our community, because it's a darn good beer.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what else you guys do. Dave, I appreciate more of your time. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Tap Room Exclusive.